Hey, what's going
Blog
on?
Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? I'm so excited to have this person here. I mean, it means a lot. Ms. Bernadette Cooper, that's all I got to say.
Hey, Jay.
Hello,
Jay.
Hello. This is a pleasure. And it's so much that is going on with you. I am so happy that you're getting back out there again. You know,
Thank you. And you're not
letting fans like me down, you know, because of what you're still doing and the craft that you, you know, brought out like this. Man, this, I call it a trilogy. How to Survive a Midlife Crisis, Volume 1, 2, and 3. And so can you explain to everybody the concept of the title of it?
How to Survive a Midlife Crisis? Well, you know, I was sitting back going, you know, I really want to write one more project under the Climax banner. I think this will probably be my last project under the Climax banner because I really want to move on to doing audiobooks. But I really wanted to just write about where I am right now in my life and where a lot of my demographics, especially the women, are in their lives. We're at a certain age, we're moving forward, and I wanted to talk about it and how to shed the past negativity and move forward positively, you know, and to give, give women strength. Another, you know, I look good on another level.
Exactly. And then what I see that the lyric content of this song, Generational, it means the elevation of women moving on to a higher level. Like when Lorena says, sings, level up, you know, it's a message.
Yeah. It's level up, get rid of the negativity. The whole concept of the generational concept, which is How to Survive a Midlife Crisis, Volume 1. Volume 2 is coming in at the end of May. But it's pretty much about letting go of the generational curse of all the things that people have negatively in your past, your ancestors, your relatives have said negatively to you that connect to your spine and you move on with life, and it changes and it shapes the person that you are, and you're always in, you know, if somebody has been saying you're dumb, okay, all your life you're hearing that voice in your head, that negative spirit, and this generational is about letting go of the past, things that have interrupted your life and move forward.
Yes, in every
aspect.
Go ahead.
I was saying, if you notice on the album, it's generational on every level. It's generational regarding track one, is generational releasing all those negative spirits from your life. Number two is just, this is how you do it. These are the rules. You look fabulous. You level up. Number three, track three is kind of like the generational curses that you deal with in relationships, from relationship to relationship, you know, so it covers all the bases. Yeah.
Wow. And like the last track, the Scars remix, the mix of that one,
one
was a mood. When I said that was a mood, it was like a freedom. It was a freedom.
It is finally, you know, it's the final episode of the entire story that's pretty much telling you it's a movement, and at the end of it, you're going to be all right, hanging there. You know, and it wasn't in an adventure. That remix is an adventure.
Yeah,
that was done by Retrotex guy, Peace Biscuit. Bill Coleman sent me over that track, the remix of it, and I loved it, and I stopped the project and added it onto the project.
Yeah, because I noticed there was like five of Tension Leaf, right?
Yes.
And then this one just bumped in there, and I said, oh, okay, I see where she's going with this, because this project, I'm very free-filling, and everything is polished on it, and it's you. Everything is still you. It's current, but it's still you.
It's liberating. you know, because one thing that this new record business, you know, without the companies and social media, it has allowed me to write with no expectations. And I realized that I'm that type of writer. I'm not very good when a company comes to me and they want a particular sound or they want me to write something or produce something that's like somebody else's. I don't do well like that. But when I'm left to just write from my heart and write with no expectations about what you care, I don't really care. This is real. This is real life, what you're hearing. And I'm hoping that it touches everyone's heart because it came from my heart.
Yeah, I feel it in every aspect of it, because when I sat down and listened to it, when I bought it, I bought it.
Oh, I would have sent it to you.
And so
it hasn't hit the streaming sites yet. That's why I'm giving it away. If anybody wants it, you can go to Climax featuring Bernadette Cooper. And you can download it, or you can go to my personal Facebook, which is Bernadette Cooper, and you can download it for free.
Yeah, it's also on SoundCloud too, right? Three of the tracks.
Yeah, up on SoundCloud, you can download it for free.
Mhm. And this is like your baby. I could tell because you took the time and energy to go in with this, and when I read the whole story, the whole bio about it, it really touched me. It was like, oh, this is the epitome of, because you took control of this and you want it in a way that you want to brand yourself as Bernadette Cooper, the name.
Thank
because
you.
This is what you're all about. This is what you're all about. And, you know, and with Lorena involved with it, I was just like, oh, my God. It felt like Christmas.
Yeah.
It was very good.
It's under the Climax banner because I started with that. I created that. And I'm going to end it with that. And I really wanted to, you know, it's Climax featuring Bernadette Cooper with Lorena Longs. I went back and got Lorena because Lorena was and is the voice of Climax. She was on Divas Need Love, she's sexy, she's powerful. And I wanted to end it with Lorena. You know, there's a lot of things going on with different groups, but Lorena and I have always been very close. And in the middle of the project, you know, she was diagnosed with cancer, so it was kind of meant to all be. She's doing well now. But you know, it was sort of it was kind of meant to be, Jay. You know, I kind of felt like, oh, I was meant to go back and get Lorena, who, you know, during the beginning of Climax, we struggled. We all struggled together. You know, Joyce Irby came later. A couple people came later, but Lorena, Cheryl Cooley, Lynn Mosby, you know, we all struggled to put our coins together to pay for rehearsal. And we didn't eat, or we would go to the restaurant and eat and run out because we didn't have any money. But we stuck together as a band and got a record deal. So I wanted to go back. You know, Lynn is not touring anymore, so, and neither are a couple of the other girls. But I wanted to go back and grab Lorena and bring her to the forefront again because her voice is we've always worked well together, and her voice is incredible.
Yeah, because when I heard it on the track, I was just like, wow. I felt her energy, that it was like a sense of freedom, and she let it through the music in each of the generational, I call it generational stories, because each of them tracks had a different impact. And it's so weird that they don't make singles and songs like this anymore. You know how remixes, you listen to the remix and it has like a different version of it? Each track sound different. It's like a whole new album. And I was just like, wow. I sat there and just had a moment with it because this is what we need. It's authentic. And music is not authentic. Everything is so microwave and rushed, and people don't take the time to, like, how we used to wait for 5 or 10 years for a real artist, to do music. And I feel that you are the creativity of that, because you don't rush to put out other projects, because I know the last project you put out was The Last Diva on Earth, Episode 1, which I love that album. I mean, I was on that album like, this is a story with the album. And that's what I love about... Go ahead.
Episode 2 will be out at the end of the year.
Oh my God.
And that's going to be a whole different... That's going to be a whole different mood. You know, that's more Bernadette Cooper. When I deal with... When I deal with Climax, I think about Climax and the wholesomeness and the values of the concept of Climax. So I try to stay mm-hmm. within certain boundaries. Bernadette Cooper has no boundaries, so that's going to be an experience. Hmm.
And that's what I love about you. I mean,
thank you.
You are dope. I mean, from head to toe, the way you carry yourself, the way you talk, the way you mm-hmm. deliver other people's projects and way that you deliver your project, it's like you don't fit in a brand. You just your own. And that's what I love about this album. It doesn't fit into where you feel the need to put in anything. It's like everybody could get a hold of it. Every
yeah.
genre could get a hold of it. It's just not just pop, soul, funk, rock. It's all in that mixed in.
It's world like, music.
Mm-hmm,
I call it world music. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we need at this time. Go ahead.
I think. Well, you know. Yes. You know. It's kind of like I didn't really. You know, one of the things I didn't do is I didn't listen to radio while doing this. You know, well, there's nothing to really listen to radio. If anything, I listen to a jazz. Not a jazz. You'll find that there's a lot of jazz influences on this particular album, like in How to Survive, A Midlife Crisis, the title song, and other stuff that's coming up on Volume 2. I really did a lot of instrumentals and things that were really great because I love all kind of music. There's classical. There's all kind of beautiful things that just led me to, I just wanted to be free and write whatever without any expectations or consequences from anyone who didn't like it. What you're hearing and listening to is freedom. And the movement continues with empowering women, you know. We've always been the kind of a group that empowered women. Well, this is empowering women in their 30s, their 40s, their 50s, and 60s. You're flying until you die. And I wanted to remind women of that. And it's also good for men, you know, to be liberated, let go of the past. And that's what this whole generational project and How to Survive a Midlife Crisis is about, allowing women who have carried the household on their backs, allowing them a moment to be free, because they go through midlife crisis like men do, but a lot of them don't have the luxury to experience it freely.
The moment that I'm glad that you said that, because a lot of women in music are influenced by you. I mean, from doing parodies and, you know, using yeah. your vocals. I mean, you're just one of the women that back in that time and still now feel liberated, and you learn
yeah.
how to not get into to involve other industry. It's like you're your own. And that's what I love about when I see you. I'm like, you always have your hand on something. Because
thank you.
You're always doing something. I mean, I'm just astounded by you. Like,
thank you.
Especially what you're doing. And you're not going to stop doing what you're doing. And I'm looking forward to all the other stuff that you're doing. And can we talk on that? I saw something about you doing a audio book with children.
Actually, Lorena, yeah, I can't talk too much about it, but it's a children's book that actually Lorena and I are going to be the voices on. And
wow.
It's really, yeah, I brought her in as the voices. It's very empowering to little girls, especially little girls of color. You know, it's very, very empowering, and it's really, really good. So you have a musical, journey with a wonderful story, and not only for children. I'm focusing the rest of my life on pretty much audiobooks and telling my stories with my music as the compositions.
I'm looking forward to hearing that, definitely, you know. And a lot of artists been getting into that lately, and I've been seeing a lot of the concept with it, and like with your storytelling, like it to empower little girls out there, especially women of color, because like what I see in the social media where the little girls have to look a certain way because some of the artists are out there putting the image in their head that they have to look this certain way. They have to have their hair a certain way. Their body have to look this kind of way. And it's like, we're growing up old fashioned. So we had our parents to tell us like, we're beautiful, that we don't have to compete with this person, that person to fit in. If a person cannot accept you, then they're not for you. People should love you for who you are. And, you know, that's what I loved about what you do now is female empowerment. And we need women like you, more women like you, to empower women, to let them know, hey, I've been doing this for years, so I'm going to keep on doing it. You know?
Thank you, I'm sorry, sweetheart.
No,
just have a little delay. I was going to say that I love the movement of the new girls that are coming out, the Megan Thee Stallions and the Cardi B's, you know, and what's happening is noticing that their movement, they're becoming wiser and they're becoming more intelligent in the music business and all those bad deals that they've signed to get in. They're learning and they're trying to go back and renegotiate, but these guys don't want to renegotiate. And the power of the woman and the voices, they can't be stopped right now. They're doing very well, and I'm proud of that movement.
Yeah, because like back then, like as then back in the time where you were, it was always the male that had to dominate of the woman to make do certain stuff. And so now it's like women are taking control of their careers, their own money, their own brand. Nowadays, because it's easy to get it now, because it's like everything is not marketing on behalf of somebody else. It's like you can market yourself now. It's like it's a lot of outlets out there.
Absolutely. You know, I was blown away by, you know, because I I'm really into kind of, I read a lot. And I was into, I read the Megan Thee Stallion, the court documents. And I was looking at that. And I was blown away to see that pretty much out of her portion of her money, she had to pretty much promote herself. And she's promoting herself on CD Baby. That's where she's dropping her music.
Yes.
You know, so that's, yeah. So self-promotion is wonderful. You don't, you know, listen, things are changing. And I'm glad that they're changing and empowering women more because we definitely need that.
Yeah, definitely. Especially where... now that if you have a large fan base, they can promote and buy your music, and you know where your coins are going to.
Absolutely.
And so now we're going to get into generational.
Okay.
Track two, the Beautiful People mix. I love that mix anyway. And I want you to, can you introduce it to everybody?
Yeah, let me give you a little backstory on it. That story was actually delivered to me through a company called Nina Records, and they gave me the track, and I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "Give me the track," and I went into my studio and I kind of laid a lot of the vocals down, and you know, put Lorena in there and kind of made it work. And pretty much, if you listen to the first generational. Track number one, it's kind of the setup of, wow, people have done this and the ancestors have put all this negative energy into you, and the curse of women not liking women have followed other women, and the curse of making you feel like you're less or whatever has followed you all throughout your life. And then when you get to track number two, here I come, and I'm letting you know and giving you the guidelines on how to release these negative spirit. So generational, the beautiful people is letting you know that you are beautiful in every form, every size, every race. You are fabulous, and enjoy that, embrace that, and let go of the negative spirits of the past.
Wow. So here we go. generational, right. The Beautiful People Mix on Soul Crapers Radio.
Yes.
Bernadette Cooper and Lorena Love.
You are loved.
Even through our darkest moments, love.
because you are. You have been anointed to walk among us. To love ourselves, so work it. You have been chosen. I choose you. To be in your presence.
Oh my God.
Isn't it great? Isn't it great?
Yeah.
I love it.
A very empowering. Woo, man. You are beautiful.
Yes.
Oh.
In these days, we need that, you know?
Yes, I need that on the shirt.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? When I go back on tour, I'm going to put it on a shirt.
Yes, I'm serious. We need that. I'm serious.
Yes. Yes.
That stands out in
like
that
it.
Song. Yeah, I
Thank
love
you.
It.
Shout
so,
out to Nina Records for giving me, shout out to Nina Records for hooking me up with the vibe of that track. It's all good.
Yes, thank you, Nina Records, for actually for booking the gig, this gig right
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they were very on point with this. I mean, I'm like, you got a good team, actually. You got a good team.
Yeah, they
looked out for me big time for this. I mean, they gave me every detail of what I'm listening for, you know, and I've just been on this countdown with it. And so when I saw that the album was available, I had to get on it because, you know, I've been a fan of your solo career, actually, and your body of work that you put out. So I had to come out and support, definitely. I had to come out and
Thank
support.
Thank you.
And I said...
It should be hitting the streaming services really soon, so that's good.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to buy that, too.
You don't have to buy it. I got you. You know what? This project and... It's not about me, how many 99-cent sales I can get. It's not really anywhere in my focus. I really want to get the music out. I really want to get the people to love it, and I want people to get the message. That's more interesting than waking up to try to see if I made 99-cent. You know, hopefully I'll be able to, when it's all this drama with the coronavirus, with when we get a cure, we know what the heck is going on, I can get back on the road and I can kind of share the experience with people. That's more important to me.
Exactly, because we do need a live performance. And also, are we going to see any visuals from this project?
Yes, we are. I just hooked up
Ooh.
With... I said, I don't know if I should say it, but a label, yes, you'll see some visuals. That's what I can say now. But as soon as I can say more, you're going to be the first person I tell.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I'm serious. I could, if you need to come on this show to do number two and volume three, hey, I'm right here for you because I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, anything that you're doing. And, you know, you could anytime that you need to use a platform to promote or speak out, hey, I'm here for you. I'm here.
You know what, that's a bet, and I promise you that as soon as Volume 2 is ready, I'll send it to you first.
Oh, definitely. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, because I saw some of the people that you worked with on this project. I mean, Can I tell who's working
yeah.
on it?
Yeah.
I saw. Yeah, I saw Craig T. Cooper.
Yes.
I saw him on it, and then I saw Raphael Sadiq too.
Well, what you saw was Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown is my engineer who did Drama According to Bernadette Cooper. We did the Madame X project. He's now doing John Legend. He's now doing Eddie Murphy's new project and a host of other people. He's doing some work with. You saw a picture of him in the studio with Raphael Sadiq, and that's all I can really say about that.
Oh, okay. Because you got some heavy hitters on this one.
Yeah, Jerry Brown is the executive producer of the project. I brought him in because we've always worked well together, and I can bounce ideas off of him, and I really trusted his opinion. And I feel like the executive producer has taken on a new form. Usually the executive producer used to be the financier of the project, but he's the executive producer because he put in his years with me, number one. And number two, I trust his opinion, and we worked very well together on this project. He mixed every song about five or six times because I don't like this. I wanted to, and so that's why it sounds so good, because we perfected everything the way we heard it. And, I thank him. Hi, Jerry,
Yeah, it's very polished, the whole project. From every song, even the intro of Generational, the intro of it, I said, I'm about to go into an inner body experience with this song. I know I am.
Yes.
And
yes.
I felt it. And I said, go ahead.
No, I'm listening. I was talking to my dog.
Okay.
Really? I have my dog here. His name is Kung Fu, and he's right here. So, but what were you saying?
I said that I knew I was about to go in with this album. I was because of the way that the intro came in with it. And so now I have a better understanding with each of the songs, because I knew that it was a concept, because, of course, it's Bernadette Cooper, because she always comes with a concept and a story with her album.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I love about you, because it's just, I know that part two is going to take me there, and then part three is going to just close out. But a lot of people were thinking that you were retired.
I don't even, how can you be creative and you retire? If you're really, truly creative, you're constantly creating. Even if I'm painting my walls purple, I'm creating. So I can't really retire from being creative. But let me say something about the title track, Generational. I went in, if you notice, all the percussions I did with my voice. So you can hear, it's like a beatbox. Yeah, I did all that with my vocals. So I just wanted to say that, because I think that that's spectacular coming from a girl.
Oh, that was you making a boom, 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 boom. That was you?
Yeah, I did the programming, I did the sample, I did everything on this project from A to Z, other than a couple other tracks, the Battle Scars track, and as a Retrotext Battle Scar, and also the Nina gave me the one track from her company, but everything else I programmed and I performed and I did mostly myself.
Wow, you seem to amaze me each time. I'm serious. I'm just like...
I amazed myself on this project because, it's not so much amazed. I think what it is I just had so much freedom. And when you liberate yourself and you say, I'm going to do this project, I don't have a company telling me what they want, I don't really care how the other... Well, I won't say I don't care. The project is not based on other people's opinions. It's based on what's going on in my life. It's based on what's going on in a lot of women's life. And I really want to touch my demographics. I was like, what would my demographics, the people who followed me since the beginning of my career when I was 19 years old, followed me up until this point, what do they want to hear from me? And I think this is it.
Right, and I think it's like every aspect of it now is just going to get better and better because you still hear, and then your music is authentic. It's from the heart. So, you know, the fans that love you, like myself, they appreciate this. Like, I appreciate it so much, definitely. So
I'm sorry. We just have a bit of a delay. I apologize. We have a bit of a delay. That's the reason why I'm stepping all over you. But continue.
Oh, yeah, no, it's okay because it's this Wi-Fi thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I was going to say, I wanted this project to be a continuation of my legacy. You know, it's kind of like when people look back and they look at my music, I just wanted a piece of work out there that just not only defined by meeting in a ladies' room or defined by the menopause or sexy or do you really love to. I wanted to be defined by a body of work that was spectacular and remarkable.
Right, and I think that each, like all your projects give that in body of work. That you take time, that you want the comfort of knowing that this is what you want to leave as a legacy. So this, I bow down to you gracefully.
Thank you.
With this project.
Thank you.
Because I was really on it. Like, I actually was just astounded by it. I still am. I mean, I listened to it from yesterday. I woke up in the morning and listened to it, and then I played it again. I mean, I was just like, man, there's so many questions I want to ask about this project. And it's like, I don't want
to. What's your favorite track so far?
Oh, man. Actually, number one, the beginning.
Beautiful.
Yes, the original one. I mean, it takes you there. It takes you to, like, the ancestry of our time, but in a woman moment. Movement.
Yes.
That's what I felt.
Lorena sound, doesn't she sound fabulous on that?
Oh my God. She gave me goosebumps. I'm not kidding. She gave me goosebumps. And when I feel music and I feel the authenticity in it, I get chills. And that what she gave
Thank
me.
You.
Yeah. And I said, y'all worked it out.
I was counting down it,
and it finally is here, and I thank you for letting me do this with you, you know, to talk about it. Because, you know, when some people do interviews, they want to go down the memory lane. They want to do, like, well, what did you do back in this 1980, blah, blah, blah. I said to myself with this interview, I want to focus on the Bernadette Cooper brand as of now and continuing. Because, you know, this interview could go on for hours and hours to, because you have a body of work that you did. But I want to focus more on three of the chapters of this How to Survive a Midlife Crisis, what I want to do.
Great. In doing generational, we were in the studio, and the way I said when you sing this song, Lorena, I want you to channel your inner Liza Minnelli. So that's why. So we laughed about. So we laughed. I said, you gotta be Liza on this, not Liza with an S, but Liza with a Z. And I said, you gotta make this work out. So that's what you get on that, her vocal style.
Right, because I felt it. I was like, she's giving me drama.
Yeah,
because anybody that knows Bernadette Cooper, she comes with the drama.
Yeah.
And I mean the dramatics. It could be happy, sad.
Lorena and I always, you know, we've always worked really well in the studio. I mean, if you go down memory lane a little bit, if you listen to Sexy, You know, I was in the studio working on Sexy, and I called Loreen, and she was pregnant at 2 o'clock in the morning. She got in her car, came down, said, Sexy, baby, sexy. She did that, knocked that out, went back home, got in the bed. If you listen to Divas Need Love Too, that's Loreen. You know, if you listen to Meeting in the Ladies Room, that's Loreen's vocals, and we call her Loreen Lungs because she can go there.
Right. And I see that because she, to me, she plays a big part of the group, you know, vocally.
Oh, yeah.
And you could bring her
absolutely
in and still joining forces as a duo on this of the Climax format. This was good. You know,
thank
this
you.
Was good. This was really good.
And the cover, isn't the album cover great?
Oh, my God. I was going to ask you, I was like, did y'all grow up with each other?
No, that's called magic. That's called magic.
It looked so surreal because you had her arm around her, and I was just like, wait, hold on. I said, this is. Oh
well,
that is a dope cover.
Thank you.
So what
Thank
is
you.
The concept of that cover? Please explain to me because I'm like all over the place with it because it's like I come with different concepts of it.
Right. I had a gentleman out of London, Simon, who kind of put the cover together, and I'm like, this is what I want. And he says, I sent them, I called Loreen up, I go, send me every baby picture of you. Every 5-year-old, 6-year-old picture, because I had the one picture of myself at 5 or 6 years old. And so she sent me one, and it just worked well with the ribbons in our hair. So I gave it to Simon, and he kind of put it together. And you know, a great graphics guy, and Simon hooked it up. He put it together, and then he sent it back. It took me about 2 months to come up with how I wanted the writing to be, how I wanted to, you know, I have every version that I've ever sent out. It wasn't immediate. And I give props to all those great people who were involved in record companies back in the day because I did every aspect of this project by myself, including the cover, the concept, the writing on the cover. And it takes a while because you're always second-guessing yourself, but I think I came up with the right version.
Right, and I mean, I'm like, wow. Because, like, the promo just had, like, a black background with the writing generational, and then, boom, about weeks later, then this picture comes up. I said, whoa, okay. And I said, and
yes.
I looked at them eyes. I said, that's Loreen, and that's Bernadette. I said,
yes.
And the way they,
that's us at 5 years old.
Wow.
That's us at 5 years old. Five or six years old, and the ribbons, oh, my God.
Right. Because I saw that the way that the album looked, I mean, it looked so surreal, and I was just like, okay. And then I had to go back into the timeline and say, okay, this is, I thought they met in, oh, okay.
Right.
I said, these darn graphics.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. He hooked it up. He did a great job.
Yeah, definitely.
He did a great job.
I'm looking forward to how the second cover is going to look. Are you guys going to be teenagers on this one?
I don't know yet. You know, we are trying to figure it out, Loreen and I. And I'm not quite sure yet, but it's going to be really nice.
Yeah, because I'm serious, because this, I mean, I'm speechless. I'm very am. It's like I can't say no more about it. It's just like everything is so gravitated in a format of you because you as yourself, you know what you're doing. Because
you got this.
You got this. That's all I got to say. You got this. But, you know, I'm looking forward to looking at, you know, seeing you in live performances because I'm going to be there. I'm going to buy me a ticket. So I'm going to definitely be there, you know, to support.
Well, you don't have to buy a ticket. But I'm looking forward to it because I really, one of the things I really wanted to do is I wanted to come out and do concerts and tours on another level. So I'm hoping that this project will allow us to do that and do the show that I really always really wanted to do, and just have an amazing performance. So when people come out, they're going to enjoy the past music as well as the new music, and they will love it and appreciate it just as much.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, if you need any promo or promotions, hey, I'm that man. If you need me to do anything,
you know, we
to get
need
it
to
out
talk.
There.
We need to talk because you're amazing. When I woke up and I saw this everywhere, I was like, okay, I don't have to work. I can go back to sleep because Jay has hooked it up. We at first I was like, wait a minute. Then I was like, oh no, this is wonderful. This is fabulous. So we definitely need to talk because you are great.
That's
the social media. I've been studying it for the last 2 or 3 months, like up a night and day, and early in the morning, taking a little classes, trying to understand the new marketing structure. And because you don't need a record company if you know social media.
Yeah, because I used to come in the background of doing street team, you know, working for different mom-and-pop record stores. So, you know, I used to be out there on people's necks putting the posters on the telephone poles. That was me. Yeah, and so when I try to catch up in the sign of the times, because I'm a man of age now, I have to keep up with everything. So, you know, me starting to market people, and then like I have friends that are in the industry. I was like, oh, I help you, you know, I'll do this, I'll do that. And they was like, are you sure, you know? And I'm like, no, I got your back with this. And so, you
okay.
know, with you, because I said, oh, when is the album coming out? Because I'm about to blow this thing, I'm about to blow this sucker
but,
out. I'm about to. And so,
whoa.
You know, so I could see this. This is more to me. This album, I'm going to be honest with you, it's more UK style. I think the UK will appreciate it.
You're
I think
a very smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
I just blasted Generation out to the UK. Yeah, that was intentional. That's
mm-hmm.
intentional.
Yeah,
so we'll talk
so,
more about that.
Oh yeah, definitely. But you know, like I said, that you're very smart of just getting the music out there without a price tag on it. So it shows people that you're still authentic with what you do and what you love to do. Because a lot of times it's like now everybody out in today they have to hustle and bustle. You know, sometimes you just have to put your music out there on formats like SoundCloud or MP3s to people that, you know, that's going to listen and go with an open ear and a heart with it too. And I feel with this album, that format is going to happen. And I guarantee and I bet my last dollar that this album is going to reach out universally, not just locally.
But,
yeah, because when you think about music, when you think of music, you got to think universal, not local.
Thank you. There you
because,
go.
Because you have
know,
a lot of.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just acknowledging you.
Yeah, because a lot of times where people do music, they don't think, they only think about family and friends. Oh, I'm going to give it to my
there
cousin
you
and listen to it. Oh, no, that is lazy.
Yes.
If you're not man-made for this game, then you should stop where you at. Because if you don't think in a format as an artist more than a brand, because it's like you go out like Nabisco. Nabisco has their brand. Of course, they sell it worldwide. You got to think yourself as a brand also. You have to think worldwide.
I love that. And that was definitely my thinking in giving the project out. I mean, first of all, you have to be remarkable. You have to have a remarkable project. And, you know, we want to give it out to the world because if people don't know it exists, if you just put it up for sale, people don't really know it exists. So you have to put it out there, and someone would grab onto it, and they'll tell a friend, and that's how it gets out there. You know, people don't buy music much anymore,
no.
And especially like on Facebook. Forget about that. You know, they're not going to buy But it may fall into the hands of someone that will put it in a movie or make it really special, you know. And that's my focus more, getting into the world, getting it over to the UK. I do want to do more touring in the UK. So you know, so that is definitely the focus.
Yes, definitely. And you know, I think that with this album, it would show that it's universal. And, you know, everybody, because to me, I'm going to be honest, the U.S. is so commercial. It's a trend. Everybody has to listen to what's trending and what's hot and what's not out there. And then it's like a lot of times social media plays a big platform to try to, you know, shut people down. To say, oh, that's not hot, that's not hot. And then when you go to other countries, they appreciate the authentic because they know that it's from the heart instead of somebody out there trying to get validation on it. And it shouldn't have to be like that. If an artist is working on their craft, they should be appreciated about it because they're doing the work.
Yes, and I'm glad we connected on that because that's what you're saying and how you feel about the project is exactly what I had in mind in starting it, you know. And I cannot I won't even say compete. I can't write the level of music that's being in America, and I just feel like if you were to write the biggest hit in the world right now, they would overlook it because everybody's kind of stuck on a lower level of music, and everybody is a bitch. Everybody is every woman is a hoe, and I can't, you know. And if you're not saying that, it may not even connect with people. These kids who grew up on that. So I'm not trying to compete. I've never competed with anybody in my life, but I'm not trying to compete with anything. I just wanted to put really remarkable music out, and hopefully the fierce people will connect to it.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I appreciate you for coming on the show to, you know, talk about the new project because I'm about to blow that thing up, y'all.
Blow it up, and we're gonna have Nina Records contact you, and we're gonna talk about some promotional concepts and ideas that you can have because the main thing is coming together and just putting out beautiful music.
Exactly, definitely. And, you know, and anybody that wants to buy the project, How to Survive a Midlife Crisis Volume 1, Generational, it's available on CD Baby, and you can check it out on your social media platform. So can you tell everybody where to reach you at on social media?
Yeah, right now I put the project out on CD Baby, and, you know, CD Baby is a distribution, and it hasn't hit all the platforms yet. So until it hits, all the different platforms, Amazon or whatever, iTunes, it's available. I'm giving it out for free right now. And you can go to, you can go to Climax featuring Bernadette Cooper on Facebook to get it. You can go to my personal site, which is Bernadette Cooper on Facebook. And Jay, you have some sites they can get it from, right?
Yeah, they could actually go on my page and get it from there also with the link on it, with the cover of it, so they could get it on there too. So it's on my Instagram page and on my Facebook page also to buy it.
And in the following weeks, you'll be seeing more on Instagram. And, you know, this is just I finally just delivered the baby. You know, the baby is going to have to, you know, just getting ready to take off. I delivered the baby. Now I need a couple days rest. And starting next week, my team is going to start promoting it in different aspects and different ways to get it out there before it hits streaming because I want people to hear it. I would love your 99 cents because it would help with the cost that I incurred of the project. But that's not the focus. I'd rather you just hear the music and love it and let me know that you love it. And then I'm cool with that.
Definitely. Well, thank you, Bernadette, for coming out and taking the time out to talk again. And remember, guys, you can get How to Survive a Midlife Crisis Volume 1 on CD Baby right now. It's under Climax featuring Bernadette Cooper with Lorena Lux. So look into that, y'all. Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
Have a good evening. Thank you. I appreciate you.
I love you. I love you for being you, and I love you for really appreciating this project because it means a lot to me. It really does.
Yeah.
I'm not good with compliments, but I really, really appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you too. Definitely, definitely. And you know I got your back on this one. Definitely, definitely.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Tune in next week. Peace.
Thank you.